We will now read selected excerpts from the sources about the topic of our work about reason, continuing with excerpt 78. We're reminded that you can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. Again, selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work about reason, continuing with excerpt number 78. By Rabash. When a person begins the work of the Creator on the path of truth, he must take upon himself the burden of faith above reason, even though all the nations of the world in his body laugh at him. He must sanctify the Creator before the Gentiles in his body and say that he believes in the Creator and wants to serve him with all his heart and soul. And even though they disagree with him, he can say that he takes upon himself to love the Creator. Even if he has no feeling when he utters it, a person should not be impressed with the organs disagreeing with his view. He does what he can do, that is, in speech and action, he can do this by coercion. And although he feels nothing in it, he is still doing an awakening from below. Again, excerpt 78. When a person begins the work of the Creator on a path of truth, he must take upon himself the burden of faith above reason, even though all the nations of the world in his body laugh at him. He must sanctify the Creator before the Gentiles in his body and say that he believes in the Creator and wants to serve him with all his heart and soul. And even though they disagree with him, he can say that he takes upon himself to love the Creator. Even if he has no feeling when he utters it, a person should not be impressed with the organs disagreeing with his view. He does what he can do. That is, in speech and action, he can do this by coercion. And although he feels nothing in it, he is still doing an awakening from below.
Well, questions, and if not, we can move on. Meaning, we don't need to be impressed by that which the body feels, wants, doesn't want, feels good, feels bad, all kinds of claims and complaints, but it is worthwhile to nevertheless do it as if we are in a state of righteous, where I justify the Creator, I justify creation, we can do acts of bestowal, but inside, it's the opposite. Completely opposite. Doesn't want to do this, doesn't feel any importance. That's not important. What's important is that which I do try to do, because that is then accepted on the higher degree in the Creator as a prayer. And then as a result of this, well, just like he says, nevertheless, as far as the awakening from below, he does. And then the awakening from above comes. The response.
Раф, спасибо. В принципе, так и происходит, как описано в статье, Раф, когда я больше углубляюсь в работу.
Thank you, Раф. It says in the article, the more I delve in the work, the more I discover the evil inclination. And I believe that I can receive fewer forces out of myself and I can pray. Rav, say, please, where do you take forces from as an example? Rav, Hebrew, please.
I get strength from you, from each and every one of you. Where else will you get strength from? I look at you, how you get up every morning, and you have strength, you have everything. And from that, I get strength. Alone, I wouldn't be able to get up. I've tried many times, and every time it was so-so. Out of lack of choice, I decided that I need more friends, and I started publicizing who wants to study, let's learn together, and that is how a few people got together. Now I have a necessity, I must wake up. Sometimes I feel so that I have no strength to get up, but I study together with you. So I have to. That's how it is. This is how each one is towards the ten. Only from the commitment. That is why when I hear that some people don't show up to the ten, this is the worst possible thing. It's a serious problem because the Creator arranged this place for them, brought them to attend, put a person's hands on the good fate, said, take it, and he leaves, he runs away. Why? He doesn't agree to the care. I thought that I'll be given good and sweet things constantly, but instead I'm given even an injection, for example, and it hurts, I don't want it. And then the person leaves. It is truly a sorrow. It's the sorrow of divinity. But I try to constantly be committed. Also, throughout the day, I have, right after the lesson, I have a meeting with a 10, and then at 1 p.m., and then at 5:30 p.m., and I usually have 3 hours in the morning. I have talks with the writers, with all kinds of people who then write articles from this. And then I have, well, in short, more or less, I try and fulfill my entire day this way. Otherwise, I won't be able to move from bed. Why should I wake up? Only the mutual work with the others is what forces me to get up. I'm the laziest person there is. There isn't a person lazier than me in the world. But I have a schedule, and there I have a person responsible for it, Igor Dion, and he fulfills my schedule. He doesn't ask me. He just fills it up and that's it. He knows more or less when I do and when I can and can't, but I look at my schedule and I just follow it. And that's how it is. It's all in front of me. Let's say now, I look at my calendar. So at 10:15 I have a Zoom meeting just for 15 minutes. That's a consultation. And from 10:30 to 11:30 I have writers meeting. And then from 11:30 to 12:30 I have Oren. And then from 12:30 to 1, I have a meeting about the new book, and so on. And that's why I get up and I do it. Without the schedule, I wouldn't move. What for? I would lie in bed. You understand? I'm 74. I'm already retired. And I deserve to just lie down and, you know, not do anything. So I'm telling you, only the commitment to work in the group is what saves us and brings us to success, to the goal. Prepare a schedule with a group together. When are you doing this and that? And each one should have this in front of you. Or do a mutual schedule for all the 10. And that is how you should live. It's very important. Also for Rabash, it was. He had a small notebook, like I have my phone. He had a little notebook, and he used to write everything there. That's how it is. Okay.
Turki tu.
No question, Rav.
Ah, no question, sorry. אז למה כתוב שם כן?
Dear Rav, how can we feel that we are in faith above reason? How can we feel that we are in faith above reason?
איך אנחנו יכולים להרגיש שאנחנו באמונה למה למעלה?
שאתה תרגיש שבא לך להשפיע לאחרים.
When you will feel that you feel like bestowing upon the others from yourself, from within, that you truly want to bestow upon the others, like a mother that loves her baby and wants to give her baby everything, then it is considered you are in faith above reason. It's a nice sensation, isn't it? That's it. That's what you need to reach. And then you feel that giving, thinking of the others is pleasurable. And not an effort like it is today.
New York 4.
When we feel such a pressure to disseminate and connect, especially during these times, what is the correct approach to our corporeal work that still remains? It's very difficult to focus on corporeal work.
מאוד קשה להישאר מרוכזים בעבודה הגשמית ככה.
אתה צריך בזמן העבודה הגשמית גם
during the corporeal work you need to free up space here in your head that you're thinking also of your spiritual work and then these two parts of your head and also your heart. They won't disturb each other. Try and get used to working that way. Try it, and you'll see that it works. Ooh, look how many we have suddenly. What should we do?
Moscow 7.
In the article, Rabash writes that the awakening from below is necessary and that the awakening from below does not need to rely on a person's emotions. So do I force myself to work in awakening from below or the friends need to motivate me somehow.
Denise, it doesn't matter, you or the friends, you are together. What the friends do to you, or you through them, or them through you, it's the same. Most important, it is counted as a 10. So as much as you can, as quickly as possible, to organize influence from you, bestowal from you to the Creator, and of course, preferably, it comes from pressure from the 10. Chelyabinsk.
What holds you from keeping your obligation?
My schedule that it's written. If I was very sick, I felt really bad. So 2 days ago, I canceled my meetings. I also left the lesson in the middle. But hopefully that won't happen again. It's a commitment. Believe me that now also I want to sleep and that's it. But I feel that I have to be awake. You need to work on it. You need to work on this. It'll always be difficult. Don't think that it will become easier. It won't. And even in spirituality, when you reach that, you think that then, okay, I'll be inspired, I'll feel the purpose of life. I'll be so awakened all the time, I'll feel that I'm in heaven. I don't want to cool you guys down, but you should know that the work always remains. It always remains. The work always remains. And the effort needs to be ongoing. And not that you're, okay, great, now I've come to heaven, now bring me some music. Where's the angels that will play some music for me? No. It's not exactly so. But we'll reach and we'll see. It is still much, much more than what we have today because you attain the purpose of creation, the essence of creation, eternal forces. Who didn't get a chance yet? I think Mac VG2. Please.
Good morning. A general question. If a friend is engaged in dissemination and is saying, I don't have the strength to work in the 10, I need to be supported. And the friends say, we don't care about it. Where can that friend take strength from and what can it demand from the 10? The friend said, well, rise above it by yourself. It's a disturbance from the Creator.
That comes from the Creator, no doubt. But the fact that the 10 doesn't want to help him, you should discuss this. Maybe he really can do it alone, but he's reaching out to them and he's pulling them to his work. I don't know. It's not easy to give an answer for things like that. It's very difficult from afar. It's difficult.
He's asking for help from within to support him, not to...
You need to help. You need to really help. Latin 6.
En el proceso espiritual de los nuevos amigos, los nuevos estudiantes. Primero,
in the spiritual process of the new students, first of all, a person tries to perform various actions to hold himself. But when he advances, he needs to care about the others. When does this transition happens from thinking of myself to thinking of the others.
וגם יש לו התנגדות כל פעם, ועבודה, ומאבק פנימי. כי כל פעם מוסיפים לו האגו, והוא צריך לעלות למעלה, לאמונה יותר.
This is the resistance. It means that he has inner resistance, and it's called work and faith above reason, because they add to him the burden, and then he has to overcome that. But he has gone through the barrier. He's in the force of bestowal, and he constantly needs to increase the force of bestowal. Okay. All right, we're going to introduction to Tess. And a song? Yes. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright.
Together, together as one.